Let your body just relax into that chair. Let it hold you up. Deep breaths in through the nose, out through the mouth with a nice big sigh. Letting the energy of the day just float above you as you clear your mind. Letting the currents, the frequency of the love in the room, letting it in even more deeply. Know that we are surrounded by love. We are surrounded by the acknowledgement of who we are as those who have chosen this human life this time around. And our cheerleaders on the other side of the veil who thank us for the work that we do. We come here. We come here in love, and we come here to be catalysts, each one of us in our own way. And let that feeling of, yes, I am here to be a catalyst. Yes, I am here to shine. Yes, I am here to touch the lives of others through my love, through my heart, through my understanding. And I am here to allow my life to be touched by the love and by the honoring that comes from so many places when we open ourselves to it. And when it comes through this evening with the love and the honoring message of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. We've spoken before about that fact that the energy that is developed right now can be one that is completely different from a moment ago. The first few moments of the channel are always the one that posture your belief. Can you feel the shift? And there would be those who say, well, I'm not really sure, what should I feel? And the answer is different. Dear ones, you come into a place like this, and there is a countenance and an attitude that you have. It's not a bad attitude, it's just an attitude. It's one of listening. It's one of study. It's one of perhaps note-taking. It's one that may even be that it's part logical, part intellectual, part spiritual, but that is what you need in order to attend and listen and be. And now I'm asking you to stop all of that. I want you to take that which is yours, that comes with common sense and intrinsic knowledge of who you are, and put it forward. Almost like you were the shaman that I know you are. Dear ones, every single one of you comes in with an amazing amount of knowledge from being on this planet so many times. There's a tremendous library here of anyone who's listening that would fill the planet itself with wisdom and knowledge. If you could echo it, if you could bring it forward, if you could teach it, you'd fill libraries. I see this. So why don't you just be still and listen? I want you to first feel the fact that that which is inside you and starts to react is that which is the other side of the veil that's in you. You come in with something and it stays with you. It's not on the other side of the veil. You brought it. And that is the compassion and the love of God, the Creator, whatever you want to call it. It's the best friend you ever had because it is not separate from you. That's the biggest truth that we can give you. And in the process then of listening, I want you to hear something. I want to talk to you about the future just a little bit. I wish to talk to you about the things that are potentially here for you. The shift and the speed of the evolving human is completely and totally variable and is up to you. The dark light balance of the planet is starting to shift and there's becoming more light. How fast will it take for the darkness to diminish to a place where eventually it will be a non-issue? And the answer is, as long as it takes. Every civilization who has faced this has had its own scenario based on its past. You may have the same thing, but know this. These things will happen. How fast, how slow, is up to you. The paradigm shifts that you're going to have, I have spoken about before, somewhat isolated, in channels that perhaps you have heard or not. This time I want to combine some. The combination of the four things that I wish to speak of is an interesting one, because to you, some are believable and some are not. And the ones that are not will be because of your past. And there'll be a part of your brain that say, well, things just don't work that way. And you will be one who is reciting a past energy that you've brought forward to judge with. You can't do that. You have to draw a demarcation line in 2012 of what you think is human nature. Because what I'm about to tell you will defy a lot of that. So the premise is this: human nature itself will start to evolve past what you thought it was or have experienced through your life. So you cannot take the past and project the future. And we've said that before. There is a scenario, a paradigm, that you have used in all of your contests, in all of that which is sports, in all of that which is politics and government. It is a paradigm that is something you simply do. And the paradigm is this, that you have a contest, and there'll be player A or group A, or player B or group B. And they will compete and play until the end. One of them wins. The other one loses. And the paradigm is winner takes all. Apply this, see this, and it's everywhere. And you would say, well, what else is there? And that's the point. There is a what else. But dear ones, human nature has never seen it. We'll call it the win-win. And you will say, wait a minute, Cryon, you can't have a win-win when you have a sports contest. You have a scoreboard, you have players. Yes, you can, and it will occur to you, and that will be a system. You'll slap your heads and go, whoever thought of this? Where it's not exactly winning. Let me give you something to think about. Your politics is as an old energy as you can imagine. 200 years ago, it was new. It changed the planet. It was revolutionary. You had things that no one had ever heard of. The human rights that you have, the separation that you had between church and state, and all of these things, revolutionary, because the planet had never seen it. 200 years later, it is stagnant. Have you noticed? Doesn't work. The winner take all doesn't work. You cannot have representatives of both sides. You cannot have that different parties where one simply wins everything and takes over. What happens to the other? They fight the first one until it's their turn. And what do you have? Ineffective government? You're seeing it. It's not just now. Dear ones, you've been seeing it for a decade or more. What if I told you there is a more elegant way? There is a win-win. We have discussed this before. We'll talk about it again. What if there was the realization you don't need winner take all? It doesn't work. What you need is the best one that can not only compromise, but put the two together in the most sensible way. You don't need to elect a leader from one or the other. You need a complete and total separate group called the compromisers. And you will then elect one who is the best one to put the puzzles together. And the first one that thinks of that and implements it won't be an American. It'll come from some other source. And you will see it and go, oh, that might work here. Why is it going to be someone else? Because you're stuck in a rut. And you have history to answer for that, where nothing moves past winner takes all. You're going to have to see something from somewhere else that makes total sense, that is more elegant, to apply it here. What I'm telling you, let me ask you, doesn't that sound like a more elegant solution than what you have? Is it possible? You'd say human nature doesn't work that way. We can't elect somebody without a platform. What if the platform is solution? That's the platform. I'm going to run on the solution platform. What are your ideas? I'm going to solve the issues between red and blue. That's what I'm going to do. And that is then has another person who also does it. Who's going to be the one who gets the best solutions? And they're neither party. They belong to the S party, solution party. That's out of the box, isn't it? Completely out of the box of the government that you think is here. It's going to come from somewhere else. Win-win. Is it possible? And the answer is yes. Because of its elegance and its maturity, it will work. Dear one, just like 200 years ago worked, it really worked because it was time to work. And this one will too. This is a new paradigm. You're going to see it. How soon are we going to see it? Not soon. But you will see it. And when it occurs, it's going to be a breath of fresh air. You're going to say, finally, somebody figured it out. Because winner takes all doesn't work. That's number one. Now we start to get to plans that you think won't work ever. Unless you take into consideration an advanced and more elegant kind of consciousness that works together. You have a system of building things, of manufacturing things, and you might call it corporate. They all fit parts together. And in order for it to work with an older human nature, there has to be hierarchy of management. You're all familiar with it, the one at the top, the one at the bottom. As the hierarchy goes down, the managers, the systems, the departments that are split off, and the workers. They all need each other to work. But let's say, for instance, that on the production line, there's an issue. And the production line is seeing something that is an issue because it's a problem nobody thought of. Right now, the process is this. Continue to manufacture dysfunctional things until management is informed. And then something interesting happens. You can only inform the management, which is directly above you, who may not take it any further, because there's somebody up there who doesn't like anybody taking problems to them. So suddenly, you've got dysfunctional products that continue to be dysfunctional. And the ones on the production line are saying, why are we continuing to do something that doesn't work? That manager won't talk to the one above them who will never hear the information. If it even gets there, it takes a long time. Meanwhile, sales start to drop because there is a dysfunctional product being made. Are you starting to see the issues of hierarchy? It is fraught with human nature, with ego, with jealousy, with money and greed. What if there were a better system? Right now, there isn't. Because in a linear fashion of human nature, that's as good as it gets. What if I could tell you something's coming? A new system you've never seen before. A system you say cannot work. What if the ones on the production line say, what would be the answer? And they get together and say, well, if you move this to here, it won't be dysfunctional. And so immediately, they take a vote. They never inform their manager. And they fix the problem. And then they inform their manager there was a problem that they fixed. Now that manager is going to be so happy with that. He's going to pass it on to his boss and say, there was a problem, I fixed it. And the one above that will go on to the top and say, there used to be a problem down here, but you don't have to worry about it. It got fixed by the people under me. And suddenly everybody wins, including the consumer. Do you see where I'm going here? No, that doesn't exist, not really. Now there are some service companies that are starting to see how it might work and implement systems that are close to it, but not ones where the workers have full and complete control over what they're doing, because they are next to the ones who are consuming. They're putting it in the can and closing the can, so to speak. This is a paradigm that we're going to take wisdom, elegant design, and a new kind of human nature to make it work in a way that is flawless. It's a paradigm you're going to see. It'll have a name, like they all do. It'll be called revolutionary, like they all are. And it'll go through stages of working and not working until they get it right. But when it's done, they will look backwards over the hierarchical system and say, those were the old days. Why didn't we hear this sooner? Why didn't we do this sooner? It's a smart thing. This is evolution. This is evolution at corporate level. You didn't think I'd talk about that. But it's going to be evolution everywhere, not just in new age esoteric things. Dear ones, we're talking about human nature changing. And in the process, you'll see other things change that make sense. It makes it easier to go from day to day with you. with systems that are far more, we say, compassionate. And that's the word. We recently gave you a channel I want to reiterate because not everyone heard it. One of the things that's going to start changing, this is the third one, is that that which you describe as intuition is going to come out of the box. How would you describe intuition right now? Many of you would say that it's the fleeting energy that you may or may not recognize that would help guide you to something that you should know. And quite often, it's missed. It's missed because it's fleeting, because it's not something that sits in front of you, that you can analyze it. It whisks through your mind, and you say, did I hear that or not? What was that again? And you don't get it again. An evolved human being will start to use intuition, and it's going to get slower. And what that means is it's going to go by slower, and you can look at it and analyze it and know what happened. And because the reason for this is the innate of the body is going to start becoming closer to that which is the consciousness of the body. You won't have to muscle test ever again. What is your blood type? You will say it even though you don't know it. What's happening right now? You'll say it even though you don't know it. What do you think is the dosage of this vitamin? You'll know it. Your body will tell you. It'll be from your lips to the air because it's intuitive. It's not hiding with an innate that is in the background as it is today. Think of this. Today, you could have something like a cancer growing in your body as you sit here, and you will know it. You're not going to know it until something hurts, until something is wrong. Then you're going to go have an examination. Then they're going to run tests. And then a week later, they'll give you the news. You got something growing. Meanwhile, how much time has passed since it started? It seems like it's a system that's broken in the body. It is. That's not how you were designed, dear ones. You were designed for innate to be part of consciousness 24/7. And that is starting to be you. And what that means is that if there's any inappropriate thing in you that would unbalance your chemistry, if there's any disease, is there anything at all, you'll know it on day one. At the same time, your white blood cells know it. You'll know it because you're hooked to it. It won't be a system that is autonomous that operates in the dark from you. That's what you have today. Did you ever think that was broken? Now you know it is. Not everything is as it seems, dear ones. You got this beautiful body. It doesn't even talk to itself. It will. When you start evolving into this energy we are speaking of, can you imagine the issues of health that will disappear? Because you'll know it instantly, and you'll know what to do, and the innate will tell you. The balance will come so fast, you'll never see anybody about any problem. You'll know what to do. Can you imagine your healthcare system when you're solving it as you go? There are things you haven't even thought about. Things don't need to get worse on this planet. They don't need to double and triple in their complexity, because things are coming that will solve that. I want to ask you something. Don't you go back 50, 60, 70 years and have an interview with somebody who says, here is what your future is going to be like. And you're going to talk about things like Wi-Fi. And they're going to look at you and say, what Fi? They'll say, I have that at home. It's my stereo system. And say, no, that's not Wi-Fi. That's Hi-Fi. They'll say, what is it? How do you explain it when they haven't got the internet? How do you explain the internet when they don't have a computer? How do you explain computers when literally everybody's doing things on paper? You do realize, don't you? You launched the missile to the moon. That missile which carried those men without a computer. Not really. All done by hand. And if you started then telling them what Wi-Fi really was after you explained computers and after you explained the internet and you got the Wi-Fi, they're asleep by then because they'll say, no, that cannot happen. That won't happen. That's impossible. So I've just given you Wi-Fi for the future. That's a metaphor. That's paradigms that you cannot believe because the things that precede them you don't know about. These things will happen slowly and then will then become manifested in the things that I'm describing. Imagine intuition that is connected to innate. You'll stand at a problem and you will expect intuitive answers. And you'll wait for them and then they'll show up. And that, my friends, is not the way it works today. It's potluck. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. Did you know that in DNA, the whole process of innate intuition, all of that, hooked to the pineal, the heart, the brain, the triad that we've talked about before, it needs to have an evolved consciousness for it to work as designed. Right now, it is not working as designed. That was number three. Number four is going to be the hardest one. Dear ones, there's going to come a time when the education for your children is going to be revamped from top to bottom. Totally and completely different than anything that exists on the planet right now. And there will be those of you who say, well, I expect that could happen. But the challenge of making it happen is almost insurmountable. Because an old human nature will not let you go there. The opposition to this is enormous. If you start then changing the way children are taught, you'll have opposition from those parents who say, well, we know how to teach our children. Don't tell us. You'll hit the opposition of ego, of common sense, of the way it used to be, of what people have tried and failed. All of the things that we've told you don't apply. Not in a new energy. There has to be a system that would allow it to be seen so dramatically that there will be no question that it needs to be done. So it's not going to happen all at once. And it may not happen here. Here we go. There will be schools start up that are revolutionary, that are doing everything that the children of a new consciousness need. Everything will be different from the very beginning, preschool to graduation. How fast they learn, what they're given, the camaraderie between them, deciding how fast they will go, the agreements between the children, instead of a hierarchy of teachers and principals, deciding what they're going to learn, when they're going to learn it, and how fast they can go. Completely and totally designed, built, and run by those who have to learn in the chairs. Because they'll have the consciousness of the wisdom to know why they're there, and they'll have control over everything they do. The outcast will be the one who is in the group who doesn't see that consciousness. They will be thrown out by the others. Not by principal. Not by a teacher. Teaching itself will be something that is a cooperative instead of a student and teacher. There will be an alliance of knowledge, a celebration of things learned, a party given when the tests are passed. All of these things completely and totally opposite from what happens now. What do you think? I ask you to think about this. Is this a doable deal? And you'll say no. It's fraught with problems of human nature. And I want to tell you that is correct. The old human nature will never allow it. The new human nature gradually will put it in place. And what will cause the great aha is when the students start being graduated from these special schools and they are head and shoulders above anything you've ever seen. They'll pass tests the children can't pass today. They'll qualify for jobs that are not qualifiable today. And governments and cities will look at that and say, we must have this. Let's wipe away the old. That's how it works. You know it does. That's taking advantage of what elegant human nature is going to become. You'll start being motivated toward the things you see that are better and that work. And you will not have in the way the business, the greed, the protocols, all of the things you have now that stop progress will be removed. And that's where you get in trouble. Impossible. You'll call a friend. You got to hear Brian's channel because he's talking about what you're interested in. And they'll listen to it and they'll say, this is funny. Good luck with that. I'll talk to you in 50 years. We'll see how we're doing. Because you'll laugh and say, well, I didn't believe it could happen, and here it starts. Maybe even before that, dear ones, how fast do you want to move? That's going to be up to you completely. Old souls unite. Unite in wisdom and balance. Old souls unite. You start balancing, getting out of fear, and these things start to take a whole different life. How you treat others, how you react to things that old human nature said, well, this is how humans react, and you don't. Suddenly, you're shamanic in the way you act. You have wisdom with things that people say, we shouldn't be acting that way. And you say, well, I am, because I have peace in my heart, who I am, what's going on in the planet. I sleep better, and I'm going to live longer. That's the message for tonight. I just gave you four paradigm shifts. Some you believe, some are unbelievable. Just remember, go explain Wi-Fi to an Indian. Then come back. And you will see what I'm talking about. The paradigms of humanity itself are going to move in directions nobody thought. Watch for it. Be ready for it. Old soul, use the wisdom to accept those things that are acceptable. And throw away those things that smack of the old energy. there will be those who want to sell you snake oil. That's a metaphor. Here comes a brand new invention and you should have it. And it turns out to be just the old stuff. There will be those who want to climb on the bandwagon of changing consciousness. And you will say, wow, that looks impressive, until you examine the system they have or them themselves. And you'll say, no, it's just repackaged old energy. Watch for this, know the difference. Because when these things start happening, there's a lot who will want to get on board who really are not ready. That shouldn't surprise you, because that in itself is old consciousness. Go from this place different than you came, with knowledge and potentials to think about, with hope for the planet that you might not have had before, and inside with a knowingness that you're in the right place at the right time. Solutions are being developed right now as you sit, all of you listening to this. Solutions for you were the things you came for. And so